Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton, your host again today, and my guests today, Doug Kitstein and Denise Burton. Did I pronounce that right?
Kitstein.
Kitstein. Sir, is that German?
German.
Oh, man, we got so many Germans around this area. Yeah. And Burton. Now, we got Burtons around here, too, in Jerseyville.
Yeah.
Is Burton German as well?
French-Canadian.
French-Canadian. How about that? All right. You two are connected, or you own and operate. Doug, you own, and Denise, you're the head honcho in the office.
Some days.
Yeah, at Lebanon Cyber Electric.
Correct.
Yes. And you operate out of Lebanon, but you also have a new location here in Jerseyville, which is fantastic. And did you grow up in Lebanon? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Collinsville.
Oh, Collinsville?
Mm-hmm.
How was Collinsville to grow up in?
It was nice. Yeah. Was it? My mom and dad call it Sleepy Town. Yeah. So I guess there wasn't a ton of operation in town. It's just where everybody slept and then drove the St. Louis to work.
Okay. But it's a pretty good sized town.
Big town. Yep.
Yeah.
Big
I don't
town.
Know how many thousands are there.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah. I used to go and still do go to ABC Supply a lot.
There you know? Go. Yep.
I like that. Good store.
Good store.
Yeah. And how about you, Denise? Where'd you grow up at?
In the Midwest. I was a grocery store brat.
A grocery store brat?
Yep. My father worked with Hy-Vee Food Stores.
Okay. I've heard of that.
Started in Iowa and the 7 surrounding states, so I moved around a lot.
How'd you get to Lebanon?
I married into the Air Force.
Yeah.
And he ended up retiring out of Scott Air Force Base.
All right. Well, that's kind of cool. My dad actually spent some time at Scott Air Force Base many, many years ago. He passed away. God rest his soul. So you're in Collinsville, and then you get into the construction business in Collinsville or where?
Yeah, in Collinsville. And then kind of took that same business into the Lebanon area.
Yeah, so how many years you do general construction, right? Construction, electrical, new homes?
Yep, new homes, remodels. Everything from the ground up.
Okay.
So probably in the last 20 years, we'll say, 25 years.
You don't look that old.
That's good.
Yeah. So in the last 20 years, that's kind of what you've been going in. But you ended up buying an electrical company, right? Can you tell us about that?
For sure. I had an opportunity to buy the electrical business 5 years ago. We've been in business for 5 years today, May 1st. So hooray for us.
Yeah.
And that just kind of fit into the mold of the new construction business. Everything kind of all under one house or all under one roof, if you want to call it that. So not only the building or the concrete or the construction of the house, but now we get to take on the electrical side of that as well. So it's kind of a good marriage for our construction company.
Yeah. And we were talking before the interview. Of course, I kind of grew up in the construction business and was in the construction business for 25 years here in this area. And it's nice to be able to do a few different things to keep your guys busy and working for you, you know, because I experience, if you got some good employees, some good workers, you can't be a seasonal business. You got to keep them working all year long, even in the wintertime. So did you pick up some rental properties as well?
Yeah, rentals throughout the way. Rentals just come along, I think, with the business in general.
Uh-huh.
You get opportunity to buy them. You get opportunity to clean them up, maybe rent them for a year or 2 years or whatever that is, and then sell them off to a new family or opportunity or whatever.
And also to keep your guys working.
Yeah.
Which is big, you know. Now, as far as electrical goes, you kind of took you got really concentrated in the generator business. Why the generator business? Home generator and commercial as well?
Both, yeah. Okay. Residential and commercial. I feel it takes kind of a two-sided person to work on generators. So when we started in getting into the electrical business, Bob Seibert, which owned the business, kind of dabbled in the generators on a day-by-day basis. And we saw an opportunity to grow that side of the business because we had a little bit, I feel we had a better opportunity with the guys that we had on staff to not only do the electrical portion of the generator, but also the mechanical portion of the generator. So we're not just wiring houses or just wiring commercial buildings or putting up grandma's fans or that end of it. We're really competing with the motor side and the winding side of the generator, plus the combustion side of the generator, which gives us good opportunities.
Yeah, because are you like a mechanic guy too? Are you familiar with combustion? Does that come easy to you?
Yeah, I feel that I can do most of those things and have not a problem with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that to me does come easy, and it is fun because it gives you both avenues of how things work.
Yeah. Denise, what's your role with the company?
I never know how to answer that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's everything in the office, answering phones, accounts receivable, accounts payable. If we're shorthanded on a day, I've been on an install. I've helped wire houses.
Wow, yeah, great.
But I think that also helps in the overall sense. Mm-hmm. When you get those phone calls, you do know what you're talking about. So you can answer a lot of those phone calls, and they can stop at the office instead of having for one of our customers to wait for the technicians to get back or the technicians to call them or Doug to get into the office and be able to have time to take phone calls. We can help them out right then.
Yeah. And from my own experience, my wife, Brenda, she, the big thing for me, even when when I was a one man show, is I couldn't stop and answer the phone. I'm working on a project. I couldn't be answering the phone. I was trying to build business. But I had to have someone answer the phone. And my opinion was it needed to be live, and not an answering machine. It needed to be somebody live that could actually talk to someone. And she was great at it. And we really grew our business by having her, answer the phone and be able to talk to people. So it's definitely it's a partner thing on that for sure.
I'll add to that a little bit if you don't mind.
I would love for you to add to it. It's not about me. It's about you.
And I'll say Denise's role in our business on a daily. She's been with us for 12 years and just unbelievable. So from the times of pouring concrete to the times of putting a roof on to the times of just being involved in the outdoor activity, I think does give us the upper hand, whether it's putting in a generator, whether it's running wires, whether it's doing whatever that is. I think it's huge for our customers to have that comfort level. And I think it's huge across the board for all of our technicians and all the people that work for us and with us to have the knowledge from soup to nuts on anything that we're touching. So when you call in as a customer and you have the one-off question, you can get the answer. You don't have to wait a day. You don't have to wait 10 minutes. You get the answer. So that's different. You don't have to run to another aisle in a store and find the guy or find the person or find whatever that is. You get the answer.
Yeah. And it's so nice for customers, right, to be able to call one person or one company that they trust, 100%. And they get the job done. And they don't have to, bounce around and try different people out, I can really relate to the business that you're in, except, of course, I retired out of it. It's hard work. There's nothing easy about it. There's a lot to keep up with, for sure.
A lot of wheels, yeah.
You've come to Jerseyville. So why Jerseyville?
So I think it kind of goes with our model. Jerseyville, first of all, cool area. I've been up here in this area for many years. My brother moved up here, I guess, 20 years ago or 25 years ago. I don't know the exact number, but he's been up here a while.
Jeff Roberts.
No. Craig Kitstein, which is my brother.
Oh.
Yep.
How's Jeff Roberts related?
So Jeff and I, long term, we grew up in the Walt Mortar Ski Club. So that peeled that friendship up here. He's obviously older than me, but my brother's obviously older than me as well. So that's where that friendship came from. So I was around when we first put the first shovel in the first lake and kind of that scenario. Oh, so okay. I've been around here quite a while.
Jerseyville's very common to you.
100%.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Doug Kitstein and Denise Burton with us out of Lebanon Seibert Electric. And they're establishing an operation here in Jerseyville. Do you got an office or a location?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. My niece, Samantha Stagpole, had an opportunity for a building up here in Jerseyville and had some space. So we were able to rent some space over there by the courthouse, just due east of the courthouse. And we're just starting to grow in that area, starting some door knockers and some hangers and just starting to establish a company up here. Yeah.
And that's it, just for the listener, that's the old Whitman Lorton Law Office, that building right across from the courthouse. Yep. That's where you're at. And Samantha's got her chiropractic office there, and you've got your electrical office there. And I know one thing that you want to concentrate in and really grow the business is your generator business, okay? And you said that there's a lot of electrical companies that can do generators. But how are you a little bit different?
So twofold. Jerseyville, which one just has a place in my heart, obviously. But I think it also is about supporting the customer. So I go back to, we're not just that electrical company. In the electrical business, the guys that want to install generators, they can install them and they can make them work. Where I think we differ is that we like to maintain them and service them and warranty them. So that one-stop shop from our end really gets you the best bang for your buck.
Right. Because last July, we had some heavy flooding, you know, and I know one person that I knew had a generator, but it wasn't maintained, didn't kick on, and his basement got flooded because the pumps weren't turning on, right. You know, and maintenance on a generator. So I guess the question is, not everybody has a generator, okay? What makes people say, okay, I'm getting a generator for my house? What usually happens?
I think it's exactly what you talk about. Some type of catastrophe, some type of want or need of, you know, power. If a house is down for a couple of days or a couple hours, you start to think of ways you can keep your house up. Mm-hmm. I think we've grown out of the days that we have a candle in the middle of a table lit and we're playing cards. We don't live like that anymore.
No.
We have to have air conditioning. We have to have heat. Those are things that we, for some reason, have to have. So I think when the power goes away and that comfort goes away, whatever that comfort is, I think the generator really comes in mind.
Denise, I'm going to ask you, like, from your experience, you know, answering the phone and talking to people and actually probably taking care of a lot of sales over the phone. What's been your experience? What situations make people want to have their own generator in a house?
The biggest reasonings are usually it's they've got medical equipment. Maybe they're on oxygen or more so peace of mind. I'm taking care of I'm watching my parents. I want to make sure they're okay. Power goes out. I'm on vacation. I can't run over there and pull the generator out of the car or out of the garage and plug it in. So I've got a home standby generator. It turns on automatically. I can monitor it on my phone. And I know that my mom's taken care of. Her air conditioner's running. She's still got Wi-Fi if she needs to watch TV, if she needs her medical equipment to still work. That's our biggest one that we get.
That's your biggest one?
That's our biggest one. A little bit more so, people are working from home.
Yes.
If you're losing your power, what do? You don't get to work for the day, or you're now you have to pick everything up and move it to the local coffee shop that might still have their electric, or maybe they've got a generator. So it's life. I think what Doug said. Everything's convenient now. We want everything to be convenient, whether it's at home or in your business.
Yeah, and I think just from talking with you a little bit before the interview, what sets you apart, your business apart, Lebanon Cyber Electric, is the fact that you maintain. You have people that can, you will keep it running. You know, it's not like you just install and then they forget about you. And especially whenever you have a flood or you have freezing temperatures and the power goes out. You know, you call a company that put it in, they were a friend of yours or whatever, and they did electrical work, or maybe you did it yourself. But you got to keep the thing going, you know. And that's, it doesn't help you at all unless you get keep it maintained, you know. Question. What's a generator cost? What's the cost to do a home generator these days?
I would feel the average around $12,000 or $15,000, maybe the window between $10,000 and $20,000.
Okay.
Full standby. That generator would start and stop on its own. It has a brain. It has a brain box. They call that a transfer switch. That is tied into the network, to the power grid. And as the power grid goes away, it recognizes that there isn't any power there. The switches will then activate and let the generator start. Then once the generator is started and running and ready for speed, then it will transfer in and turn the lights back on the house. Maybe 7 to 15, 20 seconds, you'll have power back up.
I thought you were going to say minutes. No,
nope.
You're saying
real quick.
7, 15 to 20 seconds, mm-hmm. It's back on and going, which is very important if people need it to stay alive.
For sure. You
know, correct.
Yes.
And the other thing, I just know I was in the restaurant business at George's, and we lost power a few times. And sometimes it was a while, you know. And I got real nervous about keeping the food that we had in the walk-in coolers, you know, having that available, you know, and not go bad on me, you know. So I don't know if many restaurants put in generators. But.
For sure. We see an average of bars, restaurants, mainly smaller operations don't jump in as much as the larger operations where there's multiple people in the building or they got to keep it up for the day or if it's a data center or things like that. The small businesses are coming around more and more because they're seeing more and more opportunity to have one. With, like, say, local power outages, your flood, rain, storm. Our storms seem to be getting worse and worse for some reason.
Or a car hits a pole, takes it out for a while.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
And if you have a bunch of storms going on, it's hard for. I think Ameren does a great job, you know, getting things up to speed around here. They do great. But if you have a bunch going on at one time, they can't necessarily get to you right away.
Tough to keep up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My next thoughts are, how about a grocery store? Do they have generators?
Most.
Yeah, I would think so, with all that product.
Yeah, a lot of freezer product in a store like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you guys are getting established here in Jerseyville getting your name out there, and people can call. What's the phone number? Like somebody says, I want to call and, I want to talk to you about getting a generator, because what do they call? What's the number?
618-667-2383. I can't say the phone number.
Oh, 618-537-2677.
Well, you never dial.
I don't.
618-537-2677.
Correct.
Yes. So they call that number. They get a hold of you. Somebody will come, look at your spot. Is there different size generators according to how much power you're pulling? Is that it? I mean, if it's 200-amp service... Do you get a generator that handles a 200-amp service regardless, or do you need – tell me about that.
They ultimately are set for the house and house demand and also kind of set up for the personal demand. So you can set a generator up from running the whole house to just running a few items, just running the hallways, just running the kitchens. Everyone has a different idea of how they want their house to be ran, and we can customize it accordingly.
You can.
So generators range, obviously, from standbys range from a 14 kW through a 28 kW. Those are the smaller air-cooled. So they go 14, 16, 18, 20, 22s, 24s, work their way up. And then the liquid cools obviously go farther beyond. So the commercial grade generator would be your grocery stores. Those would be mm-hmm. liquid cooled. So that would be the difference. Kind of catered to the customer's needs. That's why a home visit from our end is the most important. Cost them nothing. The phone call's free. Us to come out and look at it's free. It's just to get out, look at the house, establish what size generator supports the house, and give you a good opportunity or a good avenue or a good idea of what it would take and cost wise to run your house.
Yeah. You know, I know some people might think, well, I got a gas. I'm on gas. I don't have to worry too much about, well, thing about it is gas furnace. They don't operate without some electric going to it.
Correct.
You know, if you have a fireplace, you're a little better off, but you got to get out there and chop some wood.
Yeah. You got to do a little bit of work. Yes. Sure.
So any last words before we close this interview out? I know you like Jerseyville.
I like Jerseyville a lot. I'll tell you, I come here. It takes me a little bit to get here, but we have guys here. We have a team that's local, so you will get service. And I say within the hour always. We work like firemen, so when there is an issue, everybody's ready to put their pants on and go. Jerseyville will be a great area for us to grow in.
Well, I can say for a fact that you had a couple of your electricians help me put in the digital sign that I put up at the pawn shop. And they were very good, very cordial. I really like those guys.
Thank you.
They were very nice.
Perfect.
And good at what they did because, you know, I needed somebody besides me because even my son, he's an electrical engineer, but he was like, Dad, we probably need to get an electrician.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, we appreciate
it. It worked out great. We really appreciate it.
Both ways. Works both ways.
All right. Well, thank you, too, for coming in. Best of luck in your new going into Jerseyville and operating in Jerseyville. And I think everybody will accept you with open arms.
Awesome. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Chris.
My pleasure.